You're listening to CFRN, a community of believers who trade for a living. To learn more about who we are, what we do, and how we do it, call toll-free 1-866-928-3310, and we'll send you out a no-obligation information kit absolutely free. 866-928-3310.
Yes, it is.
Hey, Steve, welcome to the show.
It'd be nice if I could read my own handwriting and wouldn't have a problem there.
Well, that's all right, buddy. You know, as we get older, get you some of those glasses from the dollar store. They do wonders. It's amazing.
I know, right? If I could just not lose them, you know.
Okay, Steve, on the line with us is my co-host, David Williams. He's out in Las Vegas, Nevada. David, this is Steve.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, David.
Nice to meet you, and I'm very interested to hear your story.
Great.
Well, Steve, here's the thing. Typically, when I have a guest on, I'll go out on the web, I'll do a little research, I'll pull up a bio sheet, and then I'll just kind of read that and tell people who the guest is and why they're important and why they're famous and why we've invited them to be on this radio program today. You're sort of a hidden national treasure. I didn't find a lot about you. But what I am doing right now is on the screen. See, those who are listening to our radio program from their desktop, they're also able to see my desktop. So they're seeing the video at crackpotcube.com. They just watched that stream across the screen. They couldn't hear the audio, but they saw the pictures. And right now we're looking at the homepage of crackpotcube.com. Everyone has that up on their screen. So I'm going to stop yapping for a minute, and if you would, tell us who you are, tell us how this came about, and tell us how Crackpot Cube might very well change our lives.
Okay. Well, how it came about is actually a long story, but it came about, I've spent most of my life either just in business, but mostly for other companies, and about 2.5 years ago, I just hit a point where it's like, look, I got to do something that I feel has some impact in lives. I feel like so many times, so many great ideas or whatever, things that you try to work on, but do you really ever have any impact? And it was a discussion I was having with some friends, and we're talking about what's the kind of missing link. And to us, what's going on the internet right, is, you know, it is a freedom. I mean, people have the ability to create content. People have the ability to have a virtual presence, if you will. And we were talking about how important a virtual presence is going to become in the near future, because just like this, I can talk to you, we can talk to people around the country, around the world, and people want to know who they're talking to. They want to know who this person is. And we were talking about the kind of impersonalization that starts to happen with texting, with you know, just putting up a copy on a site, and how people really cannot grab your personality. And it started with a phrase that I said at the time. I said, you know, you really have to have functionality, but you got to have personality. You got to be able to help people understand who you are. The other frustration that happened is that you start. I don't know about you, but if I look at my phone, we were just joking about my eyes, but when I look at a phone, I can't really see. If I pull up a website, I'm looking at it, and it's really hard for me to be able to go through and really find out what's going on. There has to be some sort of organization, some kind of a thing that gathers that and puts that together. And I said, you know, the perfect thing is the cube. And because there's a lot of research that talks about how a cube works with the brain in the 3D kind of mode of the way the brain really works. So long story short, we started developing a cube, and we initially met me, but we started developing this cube. We started trying to figure out what would be the right way to optimize it to work on different browsers and different kinds of functionality we might be able to plug into it. 2.5 years later, we've really worked to create this cube that really can contain all the content you want. I mean, you have the ability to add audio and which I always tell people is the most important thing. People want to really hear your voice. So you can add audio to the front, a picture. You can add videos. And when I say videos, the cube is set up to have what we call rabbit holes, my own term here, but it's just, it's not just a pane, but within the pane, you can go down and have depth. And so you can have 16, 20 videos on one pane. You can have a full magazine. I saw a cube the other day that somebody was making. They had a 189-page magazine on one pane.
On one pane of this cube. Now, I'm looking at the home page, Steve. Could you give me an example of a different cube I might bring up?
Why don't you grab Crackpot Culture? Just go on in the search engine there and just put in Crackpot Culture.
Is it crackpotculture.com?
No, just in the search above the cube on the home page.
Okay.
So it has a
crackpot,
search there, so
one crackpot. Word or two?
One word. Crackpot one. Is, you know, the person with bizarre ideas.
Crackpot Culture. Okay, got it. Guys, we just had a flash crash, it looks like, in the markets, and it's recovering almost as quickly as it sold off. We went all the way down from 1575 to 1557. Got almost a 20-point drop, and now the market's recovering. I don't see any headlines. If anyone has any news, go ahead and type it in. Sorry to cut you off like that, but something big just happened in the markets, and we don't know what yet. All right, I've got Crackpot Culture up here on the screen, so I should just click that, okay?
Yeah, now click the left pane, which would be the, you know, just spin it to the left, or above we put what we call training wheels, which are just six little icons for pane.
Okay.
Those are for my dad.
Warning, do not read this, and then I see the girl's face.
Yeah.
I've got
you
a like
go ahead
button.
And read it, obviously. It's funny when you put the do not read, people read it immediately, it seems like. So
oh,
that was a joke.
Yeah, yeah, that's the digital equivalent of a wet paint sign.
There you
do
go.
Not read this. Okay, and here it comes. And expand. Boom, it took me to full screen.
And now you have a full
pages.
Magazine there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, nice magazine.
And what's interesting on the on that technology, and this has really been our some of our final development, is that what we call Box. And what that is that we're just doing what we call refactoring optimization, but it that screen that you're looking at the magazine will always be the size of your phone. So if you're on an iPhone, or if you're on a Note, or if you're on an iPad, it's going to go to the size of your screen.
They call that responsive, correct? Is that the right term?
Correct.
Okay. All right.
So we worked hard to develop these technologies ourselves. We've done it really on our own. We haven't taken investment capital. There's times where I kind of look back and say, I kind of wish we would have, but at the same time, we kind of control our own destiny here. The other thing is that we realize that people have gotten to a place where they really don't want to go to a website. I don't myself very much either. I have to be very interested to go to a website. Well, I want my information sent to me the way I want it, where I want it, and when I want it. And so we worked really hard, like I said, with the phones, with the digital devices to be able to send, you know, with one click, you can go in there and send that thing, that cube, to anybody's phone, either through text or through email. We have texting capabilities. We have all that on our own servers. You can post it to Facebook, post it to Twitter. So what happens is that it's kind of a dream come true for me is that the small business guy, the way I was 2.5 years ago, where I don't have a dime. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get back up on top. You don't have the money for huge marketing. But with the cube, there's two ways that we're doing it. You can either have ad-sponsored cube, which will be free, or you can pay as little as $5.95 to have one without ads on it. And I've got a full marketing plan. And so the concept came around is now a guy like some of the charities you have, Dwayne, a charity can have a cube. They can do everything. A pastor can put out an update, you know, like he could have a devotional on Wednesdays. He could do these kind of things and communicate, but is not getting charged an arm and a leg to be able to communicate to all of his people. And the other neat thing about the cube is you can update it anywhere. So I can stand out here and call in on my phone and literally update my cube without having to go into my website. So it really allows a lot of flexibility to the small business person or just the creative person who's wanting to, like I did one, my son's going to law school and he's just taking the bar. I could have six different people call in, give him the best wishes, tell him about what they're thinking, and boom, it's there. He's got it as he's walking in to take the bar. So it has this kind of flexibility.
How do you change the content on the cube without going to the website?
Well, when you get a cube, you get a control panel. And really, the cube is a user interface, but it's really a full platform. We do have an app that's coming out in June, but I can go and in my user interface, I can call a phone number, and it gives me a PIN. I enter the PIN, and I add a new audio to it. I can change it from my phone, same way.
Okay.
So I have that kind of flexibility.
Oh, so it would be kind of like calling into your voicemail and changing your outbound message, sort of that same kind of an idea.
Exactly. But if let's say 45 people have your cube embedded on their website, if I call one time, it's now changed on all 45 of those sites.
Gotcha. Right. Okay. So it has
and
the power to scale. Okay.
Yeah, and it's changed on the Facebook, and it's changed on the Twitter, and it's changed everywhere I needed it to be changed.
What sort of companies are embracing the cube? Now, well, let me hang on a second before you answer that. As I understand, you had promised back in January that we would have first crack, pun intended, we would have first crack at the interview to tell folks about the Crackpot Cube. I believe later this week you have some interviews lined up. Are you still doing the Huffington Post thing?
Yeah, we have some writers for the Huffington Post coming to just kind of a launch party. We have some writers coming from some other areas. We have a lot of things that are starting to happen over the next 45 days. We're going to do a Kickstarter. I didn't tell you that, but we're going to do a Kickstarter. Not that we are not needing to have some capital, but it's mostly just to introduce it to the overall community. And we're going to do that probably, I think, next Wednesday. But, yeah, I promised you the first interview. So, really, we haven't gone out there after people, although we have, and I can't name them now because we're just in the middle of contract, we have six Fortune 500 companies that we've now got letters of intent and we're just getting into the contracts with. We also have, I think it's probably about 1,000 small businesses that have approached us. It's been really hard, Dwayne, I mean, because a lot of people have wanted to adapt it, wanted to make it more expensive. They said you could charge more, but we've tried to hold to our goal of making this very, very accessible to the small business person and the individual person.
Moving outside of business and industry, what about families? Could a family use this to stay in touch, keep each other updated?
Yeah, that's some of the fun of it is that, I have a cube I just did for my father's birthday, his 81st birthday. And, you have the ability of almost building like a mini biography on somebody so simply. That's the thing is that, believe it or not, it takes about 10 minutes to make a cube. So, all the pain of the olden days of building a website kind of go out the window because I can take pictures, videos, do all this stuff and bring it in there in 5 to 10 minutes even, believe it or not. So, you see it for that. I have football coaches. I've got some boxers, believe it or not, that keep all their people updated on what they're doing and their training, what have you. Again, my father and brother and four uncles are pastors, so I really feel a thing that the pastors are going to be able to use it for, like I said, devotionals. But, yeah, mm-hmm. Families use it in a lot of creative ways.
So let me go back to the pastor thing. A pastor deploys it in his church. Members of the congregation, let's say every day he wants to do a 5 or 10 minute devotional from his living room or his office, whatever it might be. He does that. He puts it on the cube, and then all the members of the congregation then have instant access to that via their cube. Now, how will they access their cube? Will they go to a website? Will they go to their email? How does that play out?
Yeah, it's not actually, they won't have it via their cube. They can have their own individual cube, but it will alert them on their Facebook, on their Twitter. You know, he can have it embedded on the church website, and he can have it emailed, and he can have it text to them. So, again, however they're wanting to get it, they can get it. So the guy who's out there, you know, busting his tail out and working in the field, takes his lunch break, and he goes ahead and hits the text, and there's the text from his pastor, and he's got his little devotional for the day.
Hmm. Interesting. David, any questions from you?
Well, it's a very interesting product. I'm absorbing what you've done, and I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking to myself, this took a lot of programming. How did you get all that done? Because I know how difficult programming is, or can you talk a little bit about the technical side?
Yeah, initially, it's funny, David. When I first started, I really was focused on getting the cube to spin. And you know, you sit there and spin it on the
right
site, and it's not as easy as it looked. But we started going after it. I did hire some programmers. We have programmers in Oklahoma. We have programmers in Brooklyn. And then we've got a group of programmers in Macedonia that have just been fantastic. I mean, they're so much a part of our team, I can't even tell you. And they've been able to think out of the box, and we really did have to just totally go out there and really think in a whole new kind of dimension. But you're right, we're probably somewhere between 500 and 700,000 lines of code into this thing, and it has been a lot of work. And don't get me wrong, I don't believe that we've done something that others couldn't do in the future, but it's a lot of work, and what you're seeing right now is about 50% of what we're going to do. In the next 30 to 60 days, we developed a couple more technologies that we're implementing on the cube. And then there's the refactoring. It's going to get better on the phones and better on the phones. We're probably at 40% on how good it's going to be on phones over the next 60 days.
That's beautiful. Well, I do appreciate how much work that is, and my hat's off to you, because that's a tremendous amount of organization, and most people don't realize how really involved. I mean, take a look at an iPhone, and any of the things that happen on an iPhone took rooms of programmers to get it right and make it work under all conditions and so on. It's mind-boggling how much work it is.
Yeah, you know, it's a... Believe it or not, there's over 20,000 types of phones, and you really had to break them down almost individually to be able to get that done, and it was more work than I would have thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's amazing. So, what is the next step now for you? Where, I mean, you obviously you have the product. Is it promotional now? Is the product ready for the big time?
Yeah. Yeah, it's ready for big time. Again, we have a lot of improvements. I want to tell you a little bit about one of the things we're doing. We really wanted to get the control back to the people. And we felt like people who are publishers, if you will, and everybody's a publisher if you got a cube, should have some way to benefit from that. So our business model is a little different. A person can get a free cube, but it's really not just a free cube. It's a cube they can make money on, because they have the ability, and this is what we're finishing by June 1, you have the ability to add advertising. You know, it's free, so there's going to be advertising. Most people accept that. But okay. In our system, you get to choose your advertising. So maybe I don't want to have an ad from Budweiser. I don't want to have an ad from whatever, Ford. I can pick and say, well, I really like this ad, and I could put it on there, and now as my cube goes out, maybe I had a really funny cube, it went viral, maybe I made money for my organization or for myself.
Uh-huh.
And so we call it, it's funny, we called it a working term here, we called it the pirate advertising, because you fly your own flag, But really, that's what it is that you have an opportunity to pick your own ads, put your own ads on there, or you don't want ads, you pay a little amount of money. It's about $5.95. You can have no ads. So the control of those ads, same with e-commerce. We've really tried to make e-commerce accessible again to that small business guy who can't go and set up everything. It's easily plugged in, and he has that capability. So the development of the pirate advertising, we also made it fun. Believe it or not, a lot of, I call them kids, but even the 25 to 45, they like to have fun with what they're doing. So in our system, when the app comes out in June, you can actually, if you don't like an ad, you have a pirate's can in there and you can shoot the ad that never comes back. If you like the ad, you can throw a net over it and you can put it in your treasure case. And then, whenever you show up at that restaurant, you've already got the coupon in your app and you pull it out. So we've tried to make it a lot of fun.
Now that's really interesting. I have a question for you that maybe, I hope it doesn't make you uncomfortable, but how do you benefit from this? You've spent a lot of time, probably a lot of money on development. Can you tell us on the backside how this benefits you? And I don't mean dollar amounts, but I mean in whatever way.
Well, there's a few ways. I mean, obviously you have to make dollars. You have to be able to pay to play. So we have to have a business model that makes business sense. We take about 25% of the advertising, which is way less than any company I know. The 75 is paid out to the publishers and to the public. But we believe that that's a figure that we can do well with. We don't have a heavy overhead because we did do this on our own, so our burn rate is nothing that is, it can't be overcome. And then we make, per cube, obviously we make enough money there. But answering your question straight, to us, there is much more important value here is that we believe that we could really turn over some strength to just the average person to be able to express themselves. We felt like the charities, the teacher who's trying to communicate with their kids, we felt like there was such value there that it was worth it. On top of that, what we've done when we come out in with the final release there in June 1, we have where all the merchandise you buy from Crackpot Cube, we're following that Tom's company, which we think is kind of our hero here. But if you buy a shirt, you're also donating a shirt to Uganda. If you buy there's certain things that are like $4.99. We're taking the $4 that we needed to take from it, and the 99 cents goes to a vaccination in some country. To us, we've set up as best we could a model that we knew we could continue to do business, but that we could maximize how we could help people with what they're going through.
And then as far as letting everybody know, obviously today you're on the radio with us, what else are you doing to promote this kind of a wonderful idea, if I may say? What are you doing to promote this? How do you get further people to get involved with it?
Well, we're doing kind of a viral thing in that we have, we with our own cube, luckily, you can do a lot of things as far as forward texting it. We're going to launch that on May 1.
Okay.
We'll have where you can come and you to Crackpot Cube. You can forward it off to other people. We're doing a campaign there. We've got some pretty neat groups that have their whole beds that they're forwarding it to and working through. We are going to push our Kickstarter. We're going to try to raise a little money through the Kickstarter. So we've got nice gifts and everything there with Kickstarter, and we hope to a lot of people visit Kickstarter and back our program. I said, we have some pretty neat larger companies. But I have to tell you, the fight has always been is that we'll work with larger companies. We want to work with them. But at the same time, it has to remain what we're doing right now for the small guy.
And the crack part of the name, what does that refer to?
Well, it came from my grandma.
Okay.
You know,
was she calling you a crackpot? Was that you? Don't have to tell.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, crackpot comes from, if you look it up in dictionary, it's a person with bizarre and wild ideas. I always think of a crackpot. I think of the doctor on Back to the Future.
Right.
But it's people who do think entirely out of the norm. And to us, when we started on this, we were sitting around and talking, and I said, you know, this is really a crackpot idea. And then we just decided to go to Crackpot Cube. And it's so funny. We have people, I've had guys say, well, I don't know, I think crackpot has kind of a drug connotation. And I said, well, how old are you? Because my age, it sure
didn't. No, it doesn't. It doesn't come across as a drug thing to me at all.
Yeah, it certainly does not. And but anyway, it's also a name that people don't forget, Crackpot Cube. So it worked out to be a pretty good name.
Now, Steve, when I go to crackpotcube.com, very nice artwork there and an opportunity to search for cubes or keywords. But what if somebody wants just more basic information? They want to find out how to get a cube, or they want maybe a written explanation of how they would use the cube or put the cube to work? Or is there another website you have, or is that something that's still in development at this point?
No, actually, what's really, again, interesting, and this we've had to try to work within our own rules here, is that if you look at that cube on the front and you spin it, there's videos that you watch, but there's also full documents on things. There's how to get a cube. There's trending cubes. It really has everything that a website needs within that cube. Now, that website right there will change on May 1 to what we're launching with, which will be a little more robust. But for the most part, everything you need is contained within the cube. And again,
it's on the cube. Okay.
Yeah, and that's because almost 50% of the people are looking at it from their phones. You know?
Okay.
So.
Really? Do you think has mobile, based on your study and the tech guys you're working with, do we have 50% mobile penetration at this point?
I don't believe that's true for the overall market. But when you get a product that's very mobile accessible, like the Cube, the answer is yes. And with us, I'll just give you my own. You know, we do bigger researches, but I'll give you my own research. I text the Cube last week about the UNLV spring game to 30 people. I had 3 people respond to that cube and say, wow, that was a nice cube, and yeah, I might join you at the game. I'm sorry, I emailed that to 30 people. Then I texted it to 30 people, and 27 out of 30 people responded from the text. So mobile's pretty effective, especially in seeming in the text format.
Well, very clever work on your part, a very unusual idea and a new idea, which, you know, is a wonderful thing. My hat's off to you.
Now, guys, on the homepage at crackpotcube.com, I spun the cube to where it says Get Cubed, and I clicked on that pane, and it brings
and
up
you can't get one.
It brings up the stuff that I was just asking about, what it will do, and et cetera. And is there a Get Your Cube button on here?
Not on that one. Well, I think there is. We also, if you look underneath the cube, we have what we call moons. Of course, I can never name anything normal, so they're really just buttons, but for me, the moons.
Yeah, right.
Underneath there, we will be adding
Get a cube.
Yep, there you go. And then there's also tweeting, because people, you know, I was watching an interview with one of the founders of Twitter, and he was talking about the fact that all he meant to do is start topics. That's what Twitter was about. And I thought, yeah, start topics about cubes. So
right.
we built a Twitter moon down there, and literally you can tweet about a cube, and it's going out to all the different, you know, strings in the Twitter world, but it's also coming together on that cube, so you can see what different people are saying about a certain subject.
Gotcha.
Seemingly, seemingly talking to one teacher, she said that that's the coolest thing that she's seen because she can have all her students talking about whatever subject she's dealing with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, group tweets are, you know, I just stumbled across that feature on Twitter the other day using my iPhone because I was texting Bert at our trading desk, and then I was relaying information to Michael, who's in Boston. I'm here in Phoenix, and then I realized that I can tweet them both at this, or not, actually, that's not a tweet. I was text messaging them both at the same time. So we had a group tweet going. Instead of me having to relay it, when I would text it out, they both got it. And when one of them would respond, you know, we both got it. And so, yeah, that's, you know, that's been sitting there on my phone waiting to be used for a long time, and I stumbled across it. So, Steve, great stuff. Really appreciate you taking time to come and be on the show today and to give us the first look at this before you go do the whole media thing with Huffington Post and everyone else. We're going to continue to follow you. Now, I think you did you ever complete the CFRN cube? You had told me you were going to build one.
Yeah, you know, the trouble with your cube, which has always been, every trouble has been an opportunity for us, is we wanted to have the live feed for you. Since
right.
I worked on that with you, we've been able to do that, and we need to go back. I'll tell you what, I'll try to get that done for our launch next Wednesday.
Okay.
And then maybe we can either come back on the show or you can show it on the
yeah.
show, and I'll get your cube done.
Yeah, no, we'd love to have you back on the show as things progress. Now, the iOS app, you say, is coming out. Well, your launch is May 1st. The iOS app comes out in June. Will that be on Android as well?
Yeah, the Android, we actually have the Android done. The part of what we're raising on the Kickstarter is for the iOS app, plus our new little invention of the pirate network. So they'll be out sometime in June. I wish I could give a hard day on iOS, but as you know, you submit iOS, and they kind of decide what time they're going to release it. Whereas Android, God bless them, I love those guys, because literally, if I submit it today, it's up tomorrow.
All right, Steve. Listen, thanks for being with us. I really do appreciate it. Guys, Steve White from CrackpotCube.com. We look forward to having you back on the show here in the next week or two.
Best wishes, Steve.
All right. Thank you, David. Thanks, Dwayne.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys. Let's take a quick look at the market here. We had a big drop, a bit of a flash crash, and
remember this, there is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Dwayne Reeves, his co-hosts, and guests. To learn more about trading e-mini futures or to take a one-week free trial in our live trading room, call 1-866-928-3310. 866-928-3310. Information discussed on this radio program should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed securities broker or financial planner before making any investment decisions.